Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey, gang. Welcome to My Doula Micah. My name is Micah Burgess, and I'm glad you've joined me today. I'm in the middle of a series, basically helping you guys that are expecting, helping you decide what's right for you, right? There's lots of decisions that need to be made, lots of things to consider, and it can be overwhelming. I get that. So I'm kind of breaking it down, kind of topic by topic, to help you figure out what's right for you. And so I started with the type of experience, like what kind of experience do you want out of childbirth? And so if you have not listened to that one, please stop this episode and go back and listen to that. Try to do it in order, because I've been building on each one of the topics. So started with the type of experience that you want. The next one was where to give birth based on the kind of experience that you want. And then what do you think about medical interventions? What's okay? What's not okay? What do you want? What do you don't want? Again, all of that circling back around to the experience you want and where you're giving birth. And then today I'm going to be talking about people in attendance at your birth. And for some of you, you may be scratching your head going, what? Like, I didn't even know that was something I could think about. Yeah, of course. And this may not be a big deal to some of you. Some of you may be like, I don't really care. Like, I don't have a thought about this. But if you are considering the type of experience that you want, for example, you want it to be more natural, childbirth friendly. You want it to be lighthearted and upbeat. You want there to be conversations. Then yeah, you may be wanting family in there with you. You know, you may want a passel of people. I did that. You can go back and listen to my birth experiences. I had several people in attendance, family members, a couple of friends, the midwife assistant. Of course, my husband was there. In one of my births, I was playing cards. It was very upbeat. It was very lighthearted. Some of them I'm walking around. My births are quick. So yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted to be able to eat. I wanted to enjoy my experience, right? That's what I wanted. And so that's why I had family members there. That's why my mom was in attendance at a couple of my births. It was enjoyable to me. That's why I wrote the book, The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula, because I want people to know and understand that your birth can be enjoyable. It can be a positive experience, not perfect, but positive. You can laugh. You can, and actually it's really good for you to do that. It's good for you to, you know, laugh at the joke or, you know, recognize the funny experience that just happened for what it is and not overthink. I think in today's society, a lot of women are going into birth scared. And yes, you want to be prepared. You want to know the things that are going on around you, what you want, what you don't want. Hey, what's not okay for a caregiver to say or to do, all the things that could go wrong. I get it. You know, you want to be educated. You want to understand those things, but not to the point to where now you're scared to give birth. And so again, that's actually why I started my podcast and why I wrote my book. And so if that's you, I would encourage you to look into that. You can get it on Amazon, and so that you can start wrapping your head around this can be an enjoyable experience. I really want you guys to know and understand that. And that's what I wanted for my experiences. That is what I got for my experiences. And that's what I've helped hundreds of women have. So people in attendance for me, because I'm an extrovert and I love my family and having them a part of it really gave me energy. It helped me not spiral down feeling like I'm out of control and that my contractions are controlling me. No, I'm in control. I'm in control of my body. I'm in control of my environment and my surroundings. Like, this can be whatever I want it to be. And so that was That strengthened me. That gave me a lot of courage to do what was in front of me to do something that was very hard and very difficult, but not impossible. And not, and when I look back on my birds, y'all, I don't go, oh my gosh, I never want to do that again. That's not my thought. I think, wow, that's one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it was amazing. I love thinking back to my births. It was a wonderful experience. And that ultimately is what I want you guys to have. And so having an amazing birth experience means you know what you want and what you don't want. You look into your options. You think about the experience that you want to have. And so this just goes hand in hand for me. Having people there that I, my loved ones there, that made it better for me. It allowed me to have the experience that I want. On the flip side, there are many people out there that cannot imagine having a party at their birth, and a lot of people there. It is a very, going back to the experience, it's intimate, it's peaceful, it's focused. It is, wow, monumental. It's meaningful, spiritual. It is, you draw inward. It's not something to be shared with other people. This is about you. And maybe the only person you want there is your spouse. Man, that is many people out there. And if that's the experience that you want, you really need to embrace that that's what you want. And then you need to start making some choices and some decisions to help promote that experience. And so that means you don't want a lot of people in attendance. You just want it to be you and your significant other and your caregiver, period. You can't, yes, you would love to have support, but you don't even want a doula there. You don't want labor and delivery nurses coming in and out checking on you. If that's the experience you want, I'm going to encourage you to look into the option of having a home birth or birthing a birthing center experience. It's hard to have that, harder, not impossible, because I've had lots of clients that have given birth at the hospital and it was just them, their husband, and me, and we did not get hardly any interruptions from the L&D nurse or from the caregiver, because they knew that's what she wanted. The lights were off. She wasn't hooked up to very many things. It was very peaceful. There was music playing. We hardly talked at all. I mean, really all you can hear is her breathing through her contractions. And then she's practically sleeping between the contractions. It is doable. You can have that experience in a hospital, but you need to prepare for that kind of experience. You need to communicate that that's the kind of experience that you want and set yourself up for success, right? So that's attainable in a hospital. But for the most part, if that's what you want, something very introspective, not a lot of interaction, not a lot of hands on you, you don't want a bunch of exams, you want zero interventions, you don't want a lot of talking, then I would encourage you to see what your options are in terms of a home birth or a birthing center. People in attendance. Okay, so maybe you're kind of in between. You're like, I really want it to just be my husband and I. I don't want a lot of people there, but I can't imagine it just being the two of us. That freaks me out. I mean, like, I want some support. I want someone there. We want some guidance. We don't want to feel like we're by ourselves. Because if you don't know this, you need to know that if you're giving birth in the hospital, first of all, your caregiver is probably not going to show up until it's time to push your baby out. Maybe they'll come in early, kind of give you the game plan, tell you you're doing great. But in terms of hanging out with you, they will not do. They're going to show up and deliver your baby. Your L&D nurse is the one that's going to be caring for you throughout labor, but they are also not hanging out with you. That is not their job description, is to make sure you have the best natural birth experience in the hospital setting. That is not what they are there for. They're not. That's not what they're trained to do. That's not their job description. So wrap your head around that, guys. You're not going to get that. And that doesn't mean it's because they're a bad L&D nurse. No, it means because they got to do their job. They wear many different hats. I have several episodes about this when I talk about teamwork and I talk about the different roles of the different people in the room. I go into great detail about your L&D nurse. Okay, so go back and listen to that. But they're not going to hang out with you. And so many people end up feeling abandoned and left alone, and they don't know what to do. And so they end up panicking and they get the epidural, which they didn't want because they didn't have the right support. They didn't have someone in there with them that could help them. And for some of you, it may be your mom, it may be your sister that provides that support for you. Awesome. it doesn't have to be a doula, but if your mom stresses you out or you think you're going to be worried about your mom while you're in labor, that's not a good fit. You know, that's not good. Or your sister hasn't had a baby and would have no idea how to support you and coach you. Maybe that's not a good fit, right? So that is why people hire doulas. That is why most of my clients fit this particular category in terms of people in attendance. They don't want a lot of people there. Obviously, their caregiver will be there if needed. They know that there's going to be an L&D nurse in and out. They're okay with that. They've embraced that. But they also don't want to feel by themselves trying to figure it out on their own, just the two of them. And they want a doula. They need a doula. And I think that's why the statistics are so positive and so high in terms of a positive experience if you hire a doula. There's less medical interventions if you hire a doula. People are more satisfied with their birth experience when you hire a doula. There are less negative effects on baby. Recovery in postpartum is quicker. All of those things, you're less likely to get an epidural or to have an, all of those things are true. These are great stats in terms of having a doula there, because you've got someone guiding you. You've got someone supporting you. A doula is there from beginning to end. They don't leave you. Maybe they're going to go to the restroom from time to time, grab a quick bite that takes 15 minutes, you know, but for the most part, they're there helping you and assisting you. And that's why, wow, it's such a great idea. That's why I love being a doula, because I know how helpful it is. I know how positive it can be for people. And so maybe the people in attendance, it fits right there in the middle. You don't want to be by yourselves, but you don't want a lot of people there. I'm going to recommend that you look into your area and find out who the doulas are. Find out how they can help you. If there's not a doula, then again, listen to more of my podcast episodes about breathing, about pushing, about interventions. I go into great detail about all of those things that would really help you, or get my book. I talk about real birth experiences with real clients. Of course, I don't use their names, so that you can get an idea and a feel for what a positive birth can look like and really start to grab that mindset so that that can be helpful for you. So yeah, I really wanted to make sure I included this particular topic on what's right for you, because a lot of people are thinking about, I don't know, who do we want in the birthing room? Do we want my mom there? Do we need a doula? Do I want a lot my family there? Do I just want to be by myself? And I'm hoping that this episode and me really kind of flushing all that out helps you in deciding what is right for you with people in attendance so that you can have the experience that you're looking for. Okay, gang, hope that was helpful. Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at mydoulamicah.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.